Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kep Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump has canceled the Jacksonville part of the Republican convention because of the coronavirus threat.
And I'll still do a convention speech in a different form, but we won't do a big crowded convention per se. It's just not the right time for that.
The Charlotte, North Carolina portion of the convention will continue as originally planned. Mr. Trump had originally wanted to make a speech before a large crowd, but North Carolina's Governor Roy Cooper had forbidden it, so they had chosen Jacksonville as a substitute. It now appears the latest GOP coronavirus relief bill will include another round of personal stimulus payments.
In negotiations with the Treasury Department, the GOP has settled on a repeat of the stimulus checks that went out as part of the CARES Act back in March. There had been talk within the GOP this time around of scaling back the payments with new income limits. However, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin now says language will be exactly the same. The March bill provided one-time payments of $1,200 for Americans earning up to $75,000 a year. The amount of those payments scaled down for higher earners and phased out altogether for those earning more than $99,000. Bob Agnew reporting.
A new poll shows 3 out of 4 Americans favor requiring people to wear face masks in public to stop the spread of the coronavirus.
The survey conducted by the Associated Press and ORC Center for Public Affairs Research shows not only do 89% of Democrats support face coverings, but so do 58% of Republicans. The results reflect fresh concern over spiking coronavirus cases. The survey also finds that 2/3 of Americans disapprove of how President Trump has handled the outbreak. The poll was conducted before Trump, who for months was dismissive of masks, said this week that it's patriotic to wear one. I'm Mike Hempen.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 353 points, the Nasdaq dropped 244. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Summer is coming, and so are those high power bills. Astronomical bills, usually due to an inefficient air conditioner. Upgrade to a Hi-Sear air conditioner from Home Air Conditioning. Those old R22 units are not getting any younger, and they're costing you plenty. Cool your home for less. Call Danny at Home Air Conditioning to schedule an appointment at your convenience anywhere in the valley. Home Air Conditioning, 702-878-8367. 702-878-8367. License number 51994.
Would you like an air conditioning technician instead of a salesman? Afraid you're about to overpay for that air conditioner from that national chain?
Then you need to call Home Air Conditioning for your new, quiet, and energy-efficient air conditioning system. And if you need service and repair, they fix it right the first time. License number 51994. Call Danny for your quote over the phone at 878-8367. That's 878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. Yes, Kevin Wall with you, our brand new home, AM 670 KMZQ. You've seen the ads on Fox News Channel. They're all over the place. If you haven't seen them, they're beautiful. I believe they're 15-second, what they call bookend ads, with me and Heidi and our entire lineup here on AM 670 KMZQ. We are still trying to figure out when and how the mob will end up going home, whether it's the mob in Chicago or in St. Louis or in Portland. There was a great bit on the Fox News Channel earlier today where Judge Andrew Napolitano said essentially what the feds are trying to do by pouring agents into some of these American cities to protect federal property, that was against the Constitution. And then finally Chad Wolf said, no, that's all wrong. No, it's absolutely okay. How do we get the mob to go home? That's something that we're all asking. We're into day 50, I don't know, 55, 56, whatever it is out in Portland. Steve Rogers is a former police detective lieutenant, a former senior officer for the FBI National Joint Terrorism Task Force, and he joins us. Steve, first of all, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate your being on with us. Who's right on this thing? Does the president have the right to send federal agents, said federal troops of any sort, into some of these terrorism hotspots?
Yes, he does. I know the judge. I respect him, but he's wrong on this. The 14th Amendment gives the president the authority to send federal law enforcement officers in. Now, when it comes to federal troops, and that's the narrative that the left and that the mainstream media is pushing, that these are federal troops connected to the military. That the president cannot do, and that is what he is not doing. He is sending federal law enforcement officers in to do the job that the local law enforcement officers want to do, but the Democrats, socialists in power, are not allowing them to do. So the president is living up to his mandated responsibility to protect the people from both domestic and foreign enemies. We're dealing with a domestic enemy at this point.
If there are, as people have told us in Portland, 300, maybe 600 people who are the looters, who are the anarchists, who are the folks that are defacing our federal property, tearing it down, setting it on fire. If indeed that's true, why not just send 6,000 either U.S. troops or agents, whatever you want to call them, put them in camo and tactical gear and send them in and arrest them? Why not just go in and arrest these people? Take them to jail.
Well, you're articulating the Powell doctrine when Colin Powell suggested overwhelming force in
Iraq.
And,
exactly.
That's something that I know a lot of people would like to see that done, but I don't think that we're at that point yet, because what the president is doing is bringing trained law enforcement officers in to get the leaders. I mean, you start arresting a lot of people, fine, they're going to be locked up, but they're going to be let go under the new bail reform laws, if not being charged with federal crimes. But the key here is to get the leaders, get those who are being financed by who. And this is where the mainstream media is not giving the people information that is absolutely necessary, where the funding is coming from. It's coming from where? Socialist Party, Communist Party, maybe there's foreign enterprises involved, but the Black Lives Matter a scenario has been hijacked, kidnapped, if you will, by Democrat socialists. And the idea, and this is an ideological war now, make no mistake about it. They're looking to advance a socialist agenda / communist agenda on this country. So this is what we're dealing with at this point.
Again, Steve Rogers joining us, the former police detective lieutenant, the former senior official for the FBI National Joint Terrorism Task Force. Is this terrorism? Is this domestic terrorism that we're dealing with here?
Oh, no doubt in my mind, and no doubt in the mind of multiple law enforcement practitioners around the country. I mean, these people, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, when you look at the history of them, I could tell you, and this is all public information, the founders, three women, co-founders of Black Lives Matter, actually went public and said they are trained Marxists. You find out that a lot of funding is coming from the Communist Party and the Socialist Party of the United States. with regard to Antifa, the same scenario. We find out through some of the imagery that we have collected over the past year or so that before these protests started, there would be people delivering weapons like they did in New York. Baseball bats were seen on video being placed at strategic locations for some of these marchers to grab and to beat the living daylights out of the police. So, yes, this is domestic terrorism. The president has already gone after Antifa with regard to labeling them domestic terrorists. Black Lives Matter, in my view, and I'm not saying this based on anything I know, I just sense this is coming, will be the next domestic terrorist organization that the government's going to have to deal with.
And, Steve, who's paying for all this? Who's paying for the airfare to fly him into Seattle or Portland or Chicago or wherever it might be? Who is it that's picking up the hotel tab? Who's paying for breakfast?
Well, I'll tell you what I believe is happening, based only on the preliminary information that I've received. So I don't want to lead you or anybody to believe that this is concrete, what I'm saying. But look, I've been around a long time, and when you connect dots, you know what, they lead to a place where you think they're going to go. Number one, you got all of these corporations, okay? You got the NBA, you got the NFL, you got all these corporations now backing Black Lives Matter. And they don't even know what Black Lives Matter is all about because they're being backed and financed by communists and socialist organizations. So you see a lot of these people, a lot of these corporate people backing them, supposedly paying a lot of these bills. And I've tried to share with people, these corporations and major league sports figures, etc., they don't care if you're black, if you're white, they care about green. They're interested in money. Follow the money. George Soros is another guy. His name's been mentioned a lot. He's another individual that when you follow the money, he has been involved in financing a lot of what's going on. But what we have to do now is our federal agencies have to get enough evidence to go after them.
Is it illegal to fund organizations like this, whether it's Black Lives Matter? You can make a debate on whether it's their activities are legal or illegal. But I'm talking about Antifa and these anarchists. Is it illegal to support them the same way it would be to support a murderer or a bank robber after the fact?
No, it's not. Unless they're classified as terrorist organizations, then it becomes illegal. And you bring up a good point. There's a lot of fundraising for convicted felons in jail and people going to prison. Well, Black Lives Matter has a website and they have a page where you could donate to them. So certainly it's not illegal. But once the government says these are known domestic terrorist organizations, then it becomes illegal.
I want to pick up on something you kind of rolled over earlier, talking about how in a lot of these state and city cases, the bad people end up spending about a nanosecond in jail. They have no cash bail, they have no nothing, and they're just released back into society. But am I right that on the federal end, and you've dealt with the Joint Task Force, is the federal thing a little bit different? Do they treat potential perps a little differently than they do at the state and the local and the county level?
Absolutely right. As the president said, the forces he has in there now are there primarily to protect those federal buildings. Well, remember what the president said, you could be facing 10 years in prison. So they're going to be arrested and they're not going to be released. Last week, a police commander in New York was beaten over the head with a baseball bat, bleeding nearly to death, and the perpetrator was released within an hour. No charges, by the way. This is not going to happen when they're dealing with federal law enforcement officers. They're going to go to jail, and hopefully they're going to be convicted.
And let me just ask you, Steve, how many do you believe, for instance, in Portland? I've heard the number 300. I've heard 600 that are rioting from midnight until 5 a.m. How many do you estimate are the troublemakers?
Well, the troublemakers, I've got to tell you, let's think about that. The definition of a troublemaker is maybe 3, 4, 5 people, a dozen people who are paid to go and to rev up the crowd, okay? So you've got maybe a dozen or so that are paid to go and to get this crowd going. But estimation, the crowds are between 200 and 300 people. Interesting enough, and it's important for everyone to understand, most of those people rioting don't live in those cities. The people there don't want this carnage. They don't want this happening. But their elected officials, who happen to be Democrats and socialists, have enabled and empowered the violence that they're facing in their cities. And now they're crying for help. Could you imagine that? Now they're crying for help. And you know why? because now those people they enable to do what they're doing are coming after them. I said that all along. You're socialist, communist, or whatever. They don't care who you are. If you are an American, they're coming after you.
Steve, I've got to ask you, though. I mean, where is the silent majority that wants these, you know, wants this mob to go home? I mean, where are they? Why are they not speaking up?
Well, a couple of things I believe is going to be happening. And I've asked that question over and over again. Where are the Republicans in the Congress, in the Senate, in mass, standing shoulder to shoulder with the president? I think a lot of them are scared. I don't understand it myself. But what I do understand is this, that the people of this country are rising up in November. They're coming in mass in November. I believe not by the thousands, but by the millions. And they're going to get rid of the Democrat Socialist Party, and they're going to see an end to a lot of this carnage after President Trump is reelected. We're coming. We're coming. It's a silent majority, but you know, I agree with you. It looks like they're so silent they're not going to move, but they're organizing now, and they are coming by the millions.
More coming up with Steve Rogers, the former police detective lieutenant, the former senior officer for the FBI National Joint Terrorism Task Force. And we're going to find out how long it should take to clean this up in Portland, assuming that the president gets his wish and he floods the zone with lots and lots of federal agents. We'll find out from Steve Rogers coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
No sports, no Broadway, more radio.
And that's how it should be.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Real Water. Quench your thirst, hydrate yourself like never before. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 855-WTR. That's 855-WTR. Make that call right now. Tell them Kevin sent you. 1-855-WTR. We're trying to figure out how to solve the problem. The mayor of Portland wants no part of federal troops. And the same way in Chicago, same way in New York, et cetera, et cetera. The big question is, how do we clean up this obvious problem in Portland? Steve Rogers joining us. He is the former police detective lieutenant, the former senior officer for the FBI National Joint Terrorism Task Force, the great job that they've done down through the years. What is the way to clean this up? If indeed there are only 300, maybe 600 of these perps, what is the best way to do it? Just to come in and sweep the area? Is that even legal?
Well, here's what's going to happen. Right now, the mayors of these cities who have enabled these rioters to do what they're doing are now in a tough situation because businesses are leaving, they're permanently closing down, residents are moving out, the economies of these cities are crashing. That's number one. Number two, the anarchists are now turning on those city managers, those mayors, et cetera, and that's going to create a bigger problem for these managers because now they're going to have to admit that we have a problem, as the mayor of Washington, D.C. finally admitted, and they're going to ask for the president to bring help in. Now, the president brings the federal forces in. Along with that, and what you and I don't see on the ground are intelligence gathering officers. There are police officers out there gathering information and intelligence as who ringleaders are, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot's going on behind the scenes. There's going to be a lot of arrests. There's going to be a lot of tough sentencing. And then I'd say within 30 to 45 days after a bit of that overwhelming force goes in, they're going to start to clean that mess up. And the way to clean it up is going to be to get the local police, and I'm sure they will, to work hand-in-hand with the federal officers, clean that mess up, and then that's it. It's over and done with. What the city does after that is their problem, not the president's problem. They welcomed this. They invited it. Economically, they're going to have a tough time getting back.
I know that the mayors and the governors, the politicians, are getting a lot of publicity out of this thing. But I'm curious what the cop on the beat, the law enforcement locally, statewide, where are they in this? Do they support the president or are they supporting these mayors?
Local police on the ground support the president. I could tell you that they have now employed a methodology of policing called tactical retreat. I've talked to dozens of cops around the country. They're no longer going to engage criminal suspects for any minor incidents, quality of life arrests. No more of that, which was very good in New York. Mayor Giuliani had a quality of life policing methodology that prevented a lot of crime. You could forget about going after speeders for the most part, minor crimes, not going to happen. And the idea is, and I support this idea, I've shared with police officers myself, you could lawfully, tactfully retreat, hide, get behind something, let the criminal fire the first shot before you engage, but hope to God he misses his target. That's how police officers are going to react. They're going to protect themselves, And unfortunately, we've come to a point where since the police no longer have any backing from these mayors in these Democrat cities, and I want to emphasize, these are not Republican cities. These are Democrat socialist-run cities that have created this problem. Police want to engage. They want to help. They want to protect and serve. They've been prohibited from doing that.
Steve, are the American people, and I'm talking about the silent majority, are they smart enough to understand this? Do they do they see these two-bit politicians, these despots in these American cities? Do they see what they're up to? Do they understand it? And are they smart enough to the next time they get a chance to vote on people, to vote these people out of office?
Well, I believe they are, so long as we continue to get the accurate information out and to let them clearly understand it. It was President Reagan, during his time, who warned us that this was going to come. He had the same problem with the Communist Party back in the 60s, and he said something very interesting, that although the American people then did not believe we were at war with anybody, well, the socialists and the communists believe they're at war with us. So the American people will wake up. But unfortunately, I must emphasize this, right now, a lot of Americans in the suburbs are looking at these cities saying the poor people. Well, get ready, folks, because if we don't stop this soon, they're coming to a neighborhood near you. And I think that is what's going to shake the living daylights out of the rest of this country, and that'll cause them to get off from their behind and get out and address this at the polls.
You touched on intelligence, and I want to ask you about what we know about these people. Are these the same people that are in Antifa? Are these the same people that end up at all the G7 and G8 and G20 meetings, tearing up city blocks? The same people that were in Seattle and their autonomous zone. How much do we know about who these people are? And do a lot of these federal agents know these people by face?
Oh yeah, we know a lot. I'm sure our government knows a lot about these people, a lot about their leaders. You said something interesting, and I'll answer the question. Yes, these people are pretty much the same people who you'll find in different areas of the country, paid advocates for the left, paid advocates for the socialist agenda that's now gripping this nation. And I'm talking about the leadership. And they're whipping up a lot of people into a frenzy, letting them to believe. And if you notice, a lot of these people protesting are young people, you know, kids in college, kids just out of high school. They've got sucked into this socialist agenda, this Stalinist ideology, where they're going to believe that the government's going to take care of them for the rest of their lives. So the roots of all this didn't happen overnight. The roots of all this happened years ago, when these leftists and these liberals began to get into our colleges and our high schools. And now we're seeing the fruition of dismissing and getting rid of and eliminating American history and civics and teaching children about the great American culture and society, been replaced by what? A leftist socialist agenda, and now we're reaping the unfortunate so-called rewards, if you will, of what has been planted years ago.
Again, Steve Rogers joining us, the former FBI National Joint Terrorism Task Force member. Do you worry that the courts are going to intercede, that they're going to slow down the president and this surge that the president is putting together for a lot of these American cities, Kansas City, Chicago, places like that?
Well, I believe they will. I don't have any doubt they will, but it's a matter that I will believe that it's going to take a fast track to the Supreme Court, and they will cite the 14th Amendment and other constitutional laws that will certainly support the president. As I said earlier, if these were federal military personnel, that's a problem. These are not military personnel. These are federal law enforcement officers guarding federal buildings. And fortunately, it looks like they're going to be working with the local police to get the leaders, which is so very important when you have demonstrations like this. And that will be the beginning of the end of what we're seeing within the past few months.
Steve, I've seen you on cable news. It's great to have you on. If folks want to catch up with what you're doing, what you're writing about, what you're reporting on, where do they go? How do they do it?
Well, if they could email me, it's simple, mail at rogers4foramerica.us. That's mail at rogers4america.us. And we send people for free, no charge or nothing, all kinds of intelligence information. So they'll be welcome to have anything they want. All they got to do is email me.
Hey, Steve, that sounds great. Be safe out there. We thank you for your time, and we'll talk again soon.
Well, thanks so much, and God bless you. Thank you.
Steve Rogers, former police detective, lieutenant, a former senior officer on the FBI's National Joint Terrorism Task Force, which, by the way, down through the years, the cooperation